Thank you, Bob, and good morning. If you're someone who buys the latest iPhone, but you keep your old ones tucked away in a drawer, well, you might want to check out Gazelle.com. The Boston company is building a $100 million business around buying used devices and reselling them globally. This so-called re-commerce market is growing, and Apple, Amazon, and other big companies are moving in. For Gazelle, it'll be a real test to see if its focus on customer service and efficiency is enough to help it outmaneuver the big guys over time. In other innovation news, Nexcode Health is a new Cambridge spin-out from Decode Genetics, which went from bankruptcy to being bought by Amgen in 2012. The idea here is to apply personal genomics to patient care. Our startup of the week is Form Labs, a maker of 3D printers. The Somerville company has raised $19 million in venture funding as it looks to settle a patent lawsuit with 3D Systems. And speaking of VC money, Wytricity, another MIT startup, has pulled in $25 million to get its wireless power charging technology into consumer devices and cars. And lastly, what do you do after selling your company to Oracle for $2 billion? Well, if you're Andy Ori, the former CEO of Bedford's Acme Packet, you take a six-month sabbatical. That means joining the board of Thinking Phone Networks, investing in a new VC fund, and making plans for the next big thing. From the Xconomy Newsroom in Kendall Square, this is Greg Wong for WGBH Boston Public Radio.